We want to welcome you to the New Song Podcast, coming to you from beautiful Colorado Springs. We love receiving your prayer requests and comments at newsongcs.com. Thanks for listening as Pastor Stephen Hibden shares an encouraging word of God's love.
Until if you've known Jesus for a little bit, you'll know that you won't understand him. Can I hear an amen? You're like, I don't want to amen to that, but it's hard to understand what Jesus does because his timing is so interesting. And I've heard it said often that he's always right on time. Oh, well, he's in time on time every time. But he's always on time, but he's seldom early, right, in what he does. And I like to think that if I do this, then he'll do this. If I do this, then he'll do this. So I just need to make sure to do this. And I'll even give people that advice at times. Do this, and then watch God do this. It's often not if then with God. It is if then. If my people shall humble themselves, then I will hear from heaven. But it's often if. Wait. Then. It's often even more than that. I don't have time to illustrate. You understand what I'm saying? How many have found that God often will, you think you understand what he's going to do, and then you wait a lot longer than you think before he does what he's going to do? How many here are waiting for something today? You're waiting for something from God. We all probably have something. I'm sure God looks at us, and I would think he thinks, oh, look at all these needy people. But the Heavenly Father is different. If my kids are needy, then I want to help them. That's just his nature. He wants to help you in your need. Need is not a weakness. It's actually a strength, because the more you're needy, the more you're weak, the more you need from God, the more he wants to give. I want you to know that today. And many of you aren't Christians, and you came to church today just to hear what I have to my surprise. And I want to tell you, you need to get saved. No, I know. I know that no one came just to hear what's good, because most of you kind of can figure it out what's going on with our church. But, you know, you got to milk it when you can. And there's not often I have. There's every week we have good news, right? Great news from Jesus. The gospel is good news. But the needy people that we are, we like the temporary stuff, because really all of this will pass, and then this isn't the important stuff. It's the permanent. It's the eternal things. But we like the temporary because we're in temporary bodies. Amen? You can definitely say that, Brother Chip. You're in a temporary body. You're like, stop picking on me. There's people older than 50 in the room. No, there's not. There's not. Yes. Are you listening, Sean? There was my first joke. That's the only joke probably in the whole service. He's like, I want to hear some jokes today. Riley's like, he's funny, but I'm not that funny, Sean. So I feel the pressure now, so I'm not. But temporary bodies, temporary dwellings. But God chooses to use the temporary to facilitate the eternal. Amen. And she's videoing me. It's going to be a while. I'm just going to keep going and going. But, you know, we were in a building about 6 months ago, which is hard to say this was this long ago. But about 6 months ago, down the street, we were in an office building about the size of Nick, Cynthia, and Amy up here. This is about the size of this right here. We were meeting in that. No, it was a little bit bigger, but we were so afraid to move out of, well, I mean, you weren't, but I was. I was thinking, we're moving. We need to expand. We need to reach more people, make more room. And we left that building to come here in hopes that because we had been looking with realtors about looking at buildings that we would be in for a longer period of time. And so we thought, we'll move about 6 months ago over here for a month. And I believe that we thought that, and God's timing is perfect. And we waited a month and 2 months, and 6 months later, we're still in this building. But we've been, as a council, as our council, or some people would call it a board, our church calls it a council. We've been looking at buildings, and the bummer thing about Colorado Springs is that we're growing, and we're getting more popular to the world. And you got to tell your friends when you talk to them, it's not that great here. Tell them that, because people keep moving here. And then this last year, it was named the number one place to live again by U.S. News and World Reports. So all of the properties are sky high, and there's a million properties in town for rent, and we can't afford one of them, not even close. And we're just seeking God, resting in Him. And even outside of realtors, we found a place. Someone in our church told us about it, and I said, yeah, that's a far fetch. And the guy, when I talked to him, he said, you can come look at it, but it's not going to be available for a while. I had no idea. This was in September last year. And just a long story short, it's a building, and it's on 1515 North Academy. It's on the corner of Palmer Park and Academy. There's a two-story bank building there. In the next few weeks, we'll be giving you some videos and pictures so you can see what this place looks like, or you can just go over there yourself. But it's a two-story bank, and then the lower level, which is the underground, the basement, maybe many of you have seen this at some point, is a church, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful 250-seat auditorium, and even a bigger lobby. And then all surrounding the, in the middle is a giant atrium about the size of this set of chairs right here. So the whole room feels like we're outside, and there's trees, and it's beautiful. And we wanted so bad to get into this place. When you figure out the square footage of 20,000 square feet, 19,000, you get a price of about $15,000 a month. And we're paying like $2,000. I mean, I'm just being open with you. You came to our business meeting, you would have heard this. We pay $2,000 here. We cannot pay $15,000 a month. And we're just on pins and needles wondering if there's any. The realtor said, there's a chance you might get into this place. And I'm like, oh man, I wish he only knew how little of a chance, because we don't want you to give us hope, false hope. And over the last 6 months, we've been waiting, wondering if they have another buyer or another renter that's going to take this place that's going to pay $15,000. And we just got yesterday. I'm just going to, now you can video, because this is so exciting, such a moment. For us, it's very exciting because we have been waiting for so long. But I have held in my hand here a literal lease that is signed by us and Foursquare, and signed by the owners of the building. So it's right here, yes. I'm very excited, very excited. And it has a date of June that we are going to get to enter. So June the 10th, or June the 8th, I believe is the second week in June, will be our first Sunday in the new building. So if your butt hurts in your seat today, we're getting back to softer chairs, and you'll have to, we're getting back, not to being easy Christians, all right? You still got to get out of your comfort zones, but it'll be more comfortable to see, and you start saying goodbye to this place, although it's been wonderful for us. We've had a great time here. We are so excited that we're going to be in a more permanent building, and we're not going to be setting up every week. You're welcome. Yes, God is telling you. Thank you for being faithful, Nick, and leading this team and setting up and taking down every week. Yes. That is our news. Did I cover it adequately? Yes. Yeah, moving on. The real news is we got a certificate of appreciation from Queen Palmer Elementary last week. It says, Queen Palmer Certificate of Appreciation. New Song Church is hereby awarded in recognition of valuable contribution to the students and staff of Queen Palmer. That's the real news right there, yes. You're like, do I clap? I just say that to say, There is a purpose for everything that God does, and there's been a purpose for us being here in a public school every Sunday. I've talked to our teachers here. I've talked to the choir leader, who this is her classroom up here. Her desk is right over here, and she says, you wouldn't believe the difference when you guys came to our school in my class and the peace that was there in the room. And I said, it's because God's presence is here. Amen. Amen. I believe that God sends his presence wherever we are because he cares about us. And it makes me uncomfortable when I say something and then everyone claps. I have to wait for a clap. So now we're done with the clapping. And I say something and I stop. It's just because I'm looking at my notes or something, all right? Yeah, they're good. I was just practicing, just practicing. Just practice. I want to read a scripture to you. We're going to be out of here sooner today than later. We're not going to spend a long time, but I want to share a couple of words that are on my heart today. It's a good transition. I was saying how God's presence follows us where we go. I want to read a scripture to you. It's found in Exodus chapter 33, and it says this, and I think I have it. Yeah, it says, the Lord replied, if you ever see that this is different than what my Bible, this is the NIV and this is the NIV, but this is the NIV 2011. I don't know the difference. Have you ever heard of that? I looked on our computer, it says NIV 2011. So if there's certain words, don't get uptight and say, oh, you got the wrong word there, right? Just follow, okay? That's why you should bring your Bibles, all right? The Lord replied, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send me up from here. Go on. Verse 16. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? It's a good question to ask yourself. It's a good question as you lead people, as you say, I don't lead anyone. People are following you. People are watching you. People are looking at what you do. It's a good question to ask, what else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people? And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing that you have asked because I am pleased with you. And I know you by name. This is one of my favorite passages of scripture because it underlines how important God's presence is towards corporate success with a group of people. If the Israelites did not have God's presence with them, they would not succeed. You know the story. They go in through the going to find the promised land. They needed God's presence. And Moses went so far as to say, oh, man, God, if your presence doesn't go, I can't even take another step. I will not lead these people without your presence. Understand this is Old Testament. And it was almost like a back and forth with God and man. But God, once Jesus came to earth, died on the cross, and rose from the dead, his presence is always with us. We don't have to plead, oh, God, if your presence. So although that is true, it still applies that you must listen to God, acknowledge him, and not take another step unless his presence is with you and you acknowledge that he's with you. Believers often forget. I'm just speaking in general terms, no one in the last three rows or the first three rows, I'm not speaking to you, or the middle, okay? But believers in general often forget why they meet on Sundays. We're in the transition between two series right now, and I'm just speaking from my heart today, but I hope you hear what God's speaking to you as well. We often forget why we meet on Sundays, why we follow Jesus. We often end up going through motions. Is anyone in that boat ever going through motions? And we fail to remember. And this was before Brother Jared picked this song, which is perfect, but we fail to remember it's all about him. It's all about relationship. It's all about staying connected to our Father through Jesus. That's what it's about. It's not about a lot of extra things. And we need to have an attitude like Moses that says, if your presence does not go with me, then. You know, this week my son, Riley, I could talk about him, but I will let you off the hook today. I will talk about my other son, or I have another son too, Jaden. But I'm going to talk about Noah for a minute. He's in the front here. He came home from college this week, and we were so excited. And thank you for not clapping. I flew out to pick him up because I wanted to drive with him because truly I was nervous that he would wreck on the way home or something. So it was out in Phoenix, and I took a drive with him back home, and we had a great drive. It was wonderful. We were, I think it was about 8 hours in. It was getting dark. And I had already, let me just say, we stopped somewhere, our first stop, our first time we turned off the car. And I went back to the car to turn it back on. I'll tell you why I was going back to the car, but when I turned it on, it was dead. It was completely dead. And you say, oh, poor us. You know, life is full of trials, right? So it wasn't a huge deal, although it's kind of a bummer when your car dies and you're thinking, oh, man, we helped you. He actually bought the car, but I don't want him to have to buy another car to go back to college. I mean, all these things are going through my mind. This is not a good time for this. We're in the middle of nowhere. Wait till we get home before you die. And the car had finally died, we thought. It's a 2004 Buick Rendezvous, which no one has anymore. And it turned out that it was just the battery. And I want to say something to you. Before I say that, I'll say God's providence is in everything. And I'll give my praise to Jesus. I'll give my testimony. Can I give a little testimony? It's not a big one, but everything is big when it's important to you at the moment, right? Here's the big testimony for me is that we were driving. It was 8 hours through the desert. Nothing for miles. Nothing for miles. The day before, we decided we don't want to do this trip all in one day. Let's do it in 2 days, and we'll have fun. We'll stay up late. We'll eat pizza in the hotel, and we'll just be Christian. We'll have some Christian fun. That's what Christians do. They go to hotels and eat pizza. But the place I had stopped was a hotel that I had already booked the day before, which I wasn't even, I was thinking, why are we booking a hotel? I shouldn't even be doing this. We're getting, I shouldn't be wasting the money to get a hotel, but I'm going to do. And then God knew I needed to stay at that place because that night, that's when. So I went back to the car to bring it to the parking spot, and I couldn't even drive it to a parking spot because it was completely dead. We had AAA. I don't know why we have AAA. Cynthia says it's so important, and I'm like, no, it's not. And it expires on April 30th for us, and I've never used it in my whole life, and it's April 27th, and of course, I needed AAA. They came out. They jumped us. I drove to the parking spot. Actually, we drove to Pizza Hut. We shouldn't have, but on our way to Pizza Hut, it died again. I had to call AAA again, and they jumped us again. The guy's like, what are you, he didn't have a battery, so he said, in the morning, you need to find some business that will get you a battery. So we ended up getting a battery the next morning, and God took care of us, and I got to give God praise for that. That's good. But what I want to say to you today about that is that often we will, what if Noah and I would have got in the car, it didn't start, and I say, okay, Noah, let's go. We're going home. And I start pantomiming driving, and he says, oh, this is fun. And we start eating snacks, and we're talking, and we're sitting in a parking lot, and we're not moving. How silly would that be? We're not going anywhere because we don't have a battery. But often we'll go through motions in our lives. We'll fake drive, and we're not. We're going nowhere. We're going through motions. And God would say, you need your battery. That's why I provided it for you. Can you figure out what the battery is? Is when Jesus gets you, when Jesus becomes a part of your life, he doesn't expect us to drive the whole trip without the Holy Spirit with us. He doesn't expect us to be without the battery, without the power. And that is why it's so important that we assemble together as often as we can so we can fully experience, as fully as we can, God's presence. And we've been in a process together for a while as a church, although in different places in our walks with Jesus. I'm just kind of talking to you for a minute, if that's all right. We've been in different places, and I wonder, how can God bring us all to one destination? Not physically, but spiritually. How can God bring us to a place of his presence? Because I really feel like God's bringing us to a deeper presence, a stronger presence of God, where you sense him more, where more happens in God's presence. But how can he take all of us there, coming from different walks of life? I feel like God can corporately gather us towards a common destination in the spiritual realm. God has been speaking and building on each Sunday to bring us to a specific place of usefulness with him. Because God doesn't let you experience him. He doesn't speak to you. He doesn't move in your life without a reason behind it of using you to help other people come to him. Did you hear me? It is not so that you can grow and sit in a wooden chair at church. It's so that you can lead others to him. Amen. That's kind of how I feel sometimes. I feel that way sometimes. Just quiet, go, stop. That's what I heard him say. A place we can all experience a measure of the manifested presence he knows we need. All right, I'm going somewhere. Just stay with me. I'd be the first to say that Sundays, services, church, organized church, is not how you get to heaven. It changes lives, but it doesn't transform. I know that only Jesus, a personal relationship with Jesus, will transform you, followed up with discipleship in your life and obedience. However, there is more going on with this family of believers. I want you to understand. I see this. I almost want to say prophetically. I'm not a prophet, but God prophesies through all of us. He speaks through all of us. He gives us words that the Bible says, I wish that all would prophesy. And I would say to you today, what we do right now, this is all we can do right now in the place that we're in. Sundays and services are more than Sundays and services. God is up to something more than just, oh, let's have a big gathering of people. God is up to something much deeper. If he wasn't, it wouldn't be worth being a part of it. There's more going on. And I want to tell you today, God is preparing and transporting you to a new place in your expectations, a new day in your walk, and a new song in your life. Let me explain it this way. I saw a picture of this, and I tried to write it down the way I see it. And it's a road trip. We're all going on a road trip. It didn't have to do with this road trip. The battery's not dead. Okay, this road trip. We're going somewhere. Let's call it Florida. Okay? How many people like Florida? I love Florida. I want to go. I would love, if we're going on a road trip, I'd like to go to Florida or St. Louis because the Cardinals are there. But we're going on a road trip, right? And you might say, well, I've been there before. I've been to Florida. I know what it's about. But that doesn't mean you cannot have a unique and even more adventurous, more adjectives to follow here, and exciting experience the next time you go to Florida, the next time you go where God wants to take you. If you're forgetting the analogy, is that's what it's about. You may experience new blessings, new things, and God may want to. I don't know. You may be perfect. You may be finished. But God, the last time I checked, is in a process in our lives of bringing us from glory to glory and bringing us to a deeper understanding of him. And we see dimly, and we're getting closer to seeing him more clearly. But God wants to take you somewhere and experience new things that you didn't experience before. Now, here's the thing. On road trips, often people will do this. Well, I would just like to fly there. I'll meet you there. How many, just sometimes you just want to meet. Where are you going? New song, you're going to Florida? Oh, I love Florida. I'll meet you there. I felt like the journey we've been on could compare to the fact if you missed the car drive and just meet us there, you may experience a measure of the vacation, but who knows? This is an encouraging word. It's not like, oh, against anyone here, but who knows? Where we're going next, we need to be in the same car. We need to be in the same car because who knows if those who took the drive together, who knows what they learned? Who knows what God spoke to them? Who knows what supplies you might have needed that others might have picked up along the way to be better fishermen when they got there? You understand what I'm saying? I don't pretend to think that sermons are the answer or Sundays are the answer, or I don't pretend to think I even have what it takes. But we all have our spot in God's body that we're supposed to play. My part happens to be sharing what I feel God's saying, but you have the same part. You're supposed to be sharing too. You're supposed to be growing and helping others grow too. We don't come here, you understand, I said that already, for just for ourselves. I usually have points, and I'm just kind of speaking from what I heard in my time with God. And we're almost finished, but I don't underestimate what a Sunday morning can do. And don't try to imagine how life changing a sermon can be. I know as a youth pastor, I used to think every week, "Oh my gosh, this sermon is going to change the world. I'm going to tell these kids about what I feel like God's put on my heart, and they are going to go out, and the world is going to change forever because of what I said." And I would put so much pressure on myself, and Wednesday would come along, I'd be so nervous. I'd, "Oh man, God, you're gonna," and then I would share, and sometimes it'd be great, sometimes it would be horrible, and I would think, "Oh man." And I realized something that day: God is bigger than me, and God speaks anyways and in spite of us. And let me say again, there is more going on here than services. God is preparing and transporting you and us as a body corporately to a new place in our expectations, a new day in our walks, and a new song in our lives. Are you still awake with me today? Can I have some music? And we're gonna respond. But in our regular routine and normal lives, we may not realize. I know what God's doing at home with my family, or maybe you don't know. But when you get to church, it's like I just put it on autopilot, and I assume that someone knows what's going on. So I just come. I just show up, I just sit, I just am one of the everyone that come to everyone Sunday or other Sundays. There's no special thing about everyone Sundays except that it does something to your psyche. If you are here today and you're like, "I haven't been in a while, I'm everyone, I should be there." That's what it did. It got you to come to church today because God wants you to know. He wants to challenge you to get... we were challenged in I Have Decided. We did a series on I Have Decided, and we were challenged in our holiness to Jesus. We did a series on defining moments, and we were challenged to get a little bit wet, to step out of the boat, to walk on the water. And today I want to challenge you to a deeper worship and a thirst for more of His presence. I want to close with this verse. It's found in Exodus chapter 34. Are you still awake, Sean? They stayed up late last night at our house, so I'm making sure you're still awake. What did I just say? Just kidding. I'd be like, "I don't know." Noah's sitting in the front, and he probably couldn't tell me what I just said. What did I just say? When Moses, Exodus chapter 34, verse 29, just read this. I'm going to read this. We're going to close. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with two tablets of the covenant law in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant. And they were afraid. That's a good name for a church. Yeah, I know, it's already a church. His face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to him. So Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back, and he spoke to them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near, and he gave them all the commands that he was given on Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments. That's where the movie came from. Charles Finney said this. He said, if we are to see revival, it means something different to every person in the room. Revival to some of you means, oh, glory, someone's going to dance in church. Revival means someone's going to run in church. Revival means someone's going to raise their hands and give a word in tongues to the church. All of those are nice, but that has to do with the church, usually on Sundays. That's what we think of. Revival is so much more, right? If we are to see revival, I think I heard Pastor Chappie say this, draw a circle and pray for the person inside of that circle. That's revival. When you change, don't put it on Frank and Georgie to change. When you change, if we are to see revival, if you are to see revival, we must experience, Charles Finney said this, we must experience God's presence so that we may shine on men as God has shone upon us. Oh, that is my prayer. If I was to be poetic with you today, I would say, oh, that I might see your presence and that my life, that my very face would shine with God's glory. What would it be like? Yes, you know. What would it be like if you go to work, if you go home, if you go to school, if you go to college, and there is so much of God's presence on your life that you shine? That be amazing? Would that be amazing, my brother in the front row? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Would you close your eyes with me today? Oh, that we may see your glory, Jesus. We love you so much, and we're sorry for what we've made of it. Thank you for that song that was so perfect in what we're doing today, that it's all about you. We make our lives about so many things, but it really comes down to we need your presence. I pray that we would be a body of believers corporately that would see revival through us, but more than that, that we would draw a circle around ourselves and realize the accountability that is required of us because we are your chosen people. Not that we're special because we're chosen, because you have called everyone to follow you, but some, because the road is narrow, it's tough for them. It's just tough for them to make it through. Some, Jesus even said, it's like going through the eye of a needle for a camel to get through the eye of a needle is to get to Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you would instill in all of us a holiness, a righteousness. Yes, we can be relaxed, and yes, we can be laid back at times, and yes, we can be at peace, and we can be people that smile, but that we would also know that you have so much for us to do before we leave this earth. Lord, I pray that we would sense that, and I pray that we would draw a circle around ourselves, and that we would pray for what's inside it to change, that each of us could grow to a different place in our walk with you, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm going to challenge you to five things, and I'm not going to talk about them. I'm just going to say them. Five things you need for a deeper thirst of God and more of his presence in your life. Number one, you would all know this. Your battery. You need that. You need the Holy Spirit. You need to yield to the Holy Spirit as often as you can. Not yield to the busyness of your day and to the job that you're doing and to your problems. Yield to the Holy Spirit as often as you can and let him lead you. Amen? And then rest in him. Rest in the work he's done in your life. He's forgiven you. He's given you grace. He's given you mercy. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and just rest in him. You've got what you need. You've got the goods that you need to do what he's called you to do. Don't feel guilty. Guilt is from the enemy. Conviction, yes. Conviction is fine. But don't feel guilt. Rest. Be thankful. We talked about that earlier today. Be obedient. We talked about that in the series, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. I can't tell you how many times someone will say, how come this and this and this are happening in my life? Often it's not because of anything that you've done. It's just because of the world that we live in. But often it's because just be obedient. Be faithful to God. Get off your addictions. Get off your whatever. And do what God's called you to do. Be obedient. Read the word. Pray. Be faithful. Lastly, stay in unity. I love that I don't have to preach about this. Would you stand to your feet? This church is more unified than any church I've ever been a part of, I like to think. I don't ever feel like, oh, we're all in different spots. We're unified. The Bible says, blessed are they who dwell together in unity. When people are in unity there, the Lord bestows his blessing. And I'm so glad for that. Would you raise your hands today or do something to open yourself? Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. And we say, we thank you for the unity in this place. Lord, we thank you for your spirit. And Lord, I pray that you would pour your spirit upon us. Lord, I pray that we would not take a step in our walks with Jesus, not legalistically, but that we would not take a step without asking for your presence. Lord, I thank you for the unity that is here in this room. I thank you for the love that is in this room. And the Bible says that they will know us by our love. So, Lord, I pray that you would only multiply that in us as we move into a new place.
Thanks for listening today. Remember, God wants to do the impossible through you and me. We encourage you to become a deeper part of what we are doing. Visit us at newsongcs.com and become a giver to the New Song Foundation and an investor in bringing this message of Jesus across the world. God bless you.